on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, Prescott Home Safety, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Mike, guess what?
I'm just out of words and speculation.
It's no more Malikaliki Maka. It's December the 27th, Saturday.
Isn't there a time lag somewhere around the world?
Christmas. He's gone back to the North Pole.
The big question is, did he stop and was he good to you?
Yes, but here's my question.
Yes.
You know how we had kids and he came down the chimney?
Mm-hmm.
How did he get back out of the house? How could he go back up the chimney?
Put a finger aside of his nose. And up the chimney he rose.
And that's part of that song.
Yes, it is.
Wow, I'm so impressed. All I can remember is jingle bells, jingle bells, jingles gone away.
And all I remember is the big M&M nut and Santa Claus realizing that they both exist and they both pass out.
I don't get that.
Oh, there was a commercial for M&Ms and Santa's standing there and the M&M's peanut looks and he says, "You really do exist." And Santa says the same thing and they both pass out.
Why did they pass out?
Because they're surprised that the other one really existed.
Okay. All right. How old is this commercial?
Well, obviously older than you, than you recall.
Older than I recall? Okay, so today is December 28th, Saturday, unless you tune in tomorrow, and then it's December 29th, and then we have two more days until 2025.
I was just going to say, but we still have something to look forward to.
Absolutely. We have New Year.
Absolutely.
You know what? I look forward to every day. What about you?
I do, too.
Every day. Every single day.
I would say very few exceptions, put it that way.
So what would one of your exceptions be that you don't look forward to the day? Let's have some psychological counseling here today. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Let me guess.
What do you not look forward to? The dishes?
No.
Mowing the lawn?
No, because it's AstroTurf.
Okay. Cleaning out the garage?
I guess that could be a chore, but I still would enjoy that.
Then why don't you do it? Because you park your cars outside.
Because I've got one car in the garage and the other bay is full of construction stuff.
Oh, listeners, he needs help. You were going to rent storage lockers to clean out the garage so you could put your cars in.
Oh, I did part of it.
That needs to be your New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Let's take us to break. Okay. Our counseling period is over. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk everything anybody needs to know about Yavapai Regional Transit and Move 2050.
Perfect.
So it's your turn.
You betcha. We'll explain that right when we get back.
We will.
You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're pleased to be airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM. Or, if you're fortunate enough to be in Cottonwood or Prescott Valley, it's 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee or have that OJ. Don't touch that dial because we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Hammer Time with Mike and me and YCCA. We have two of the most delightful, beautiful, awe-inspiring,
awesome,
stellar,
knowledgeable,
top drawer.
You know, we could continue to do this and we wouldn't be able to interview them.
Yes, we could. So we have the most super coolest guy on the planet, Mr. Vinny Gallegos, SIMPO, Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization Executive Director. Vinny, my man, good morning.
Good morning to both of you. And yeah, can I just sit here for the full hour and just take all the affirmations and accolades? Because that feels great.
Absolutely, you can.
To start a new year, that would be fantastic.
And I might add, well-deserved.
Absolutely well-deserved, Sir Vinny. We are here for you. And so then, Vinny's partner with us this morning, the most beautiful, awe-inspiring Bryn Stotler with SIMPO.
Good morning,
Steve. Hi, honey.
Thanks for having us.
Are you kidding me?
I had to look around and see who you were actually talking about with all of these wonderful compliments. Thank you for having us.
This is so cool to have both of you on Hammer Time this morning. And Bryn, let's just dive right into this. Weren't you recently promoted with SIMPO? You've got some new big
thing you're wearing. You really pay attention.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Yes. Vinny was kind enough to hire a couple of planners who are amazing, and he has asked me to help guide and lead them. So, yes, I'm the new planning manager at SIMPO.
Well, congratulations, new planning mistress.
Thank you so much.
Madam.
I accept that all day long.
Extraordinaire. So we're going to talk about traffic this morning. We're going to talk about Yav Connect. Is that the right terminology, Vinny?
That's one of the right terminologies.
We're going to talk about Yavapai Regional Transit, how we hop on the bus and where it takes us and why we should ride instead of drive.
Perfect.
And we're going to talk about planning. We're going to talk about Move 2050. But you know what I want to do first of all?
Go ahead.
Let's open these presents that Bryn brought in. They're not Christmas presents. No, what did you call them, Brynny?
These are gifts to your health in the new year. And they come strangely looking like wine bags.
Nice.
However,
extra virgin olive oil.
Now, there's a special story to these, and I'll do it very quickly.
Okay.
Bramasole is the estate in Tuscany that Under the Tuscan Sun was based on. The book under
oh
and movie.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And they now produce their own olive oil, and I order a case of this every year, and I only gift it to the most very specialist people.
Well, I am
flattered.
I am extremely flattered. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
So this is an olive oil to put on your salad, to eat fresh, to not, you can cook with it if you want to, but I will say that it is above that level. It is really elevated and designed to be eaten freshly.
So is it also elevated and designed to put on our face and our arms and our legs?
That absolutely is not off the table. You are welcome to use it that way.
Mike is like looking at me.
This is the pure.
Waste some perfectly good olive oil?
Well, just ask any woman.
Yes, because then we will have the skin extraordinaire.
Pure from Italy.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheer and up. My wife thanks you also.
Well, I absolutely gift it to both of you,
super.
And I can't wait for you to enjoy it.
Oh, here's the card in here that talks all about it.
Yes.
Oh, I love you. Okay, let's talk transit, Vinny.
Well, let's do it, but it's really hard to shift from rolling around in extra virgin olive oil under the Tuscan sun to public transit. But, Sandy, I think we could make the segue.
I think we can make the segue, my friend.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
So, let's, first of all, I think the most exciting thing taking place, let's talk about your hub down at Cortez and Willis. Yes.
So 202 North Cortez Street.
What's going on down there?
SIMPO, Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, or SIMPO for short, just signed a 10-year lease on that property. and that property is going to be a mobility hub downtown Prescott. So those that may not be familiar with the cross streets, it's right across the street from Murphy's. It is the old Wells Fargo building that was there for old Wells Fargo business that was there for many years. And that is now the mobility hub. And the mobility hub will be a place downtown for our various public transit systems to meet, such as the one that we're operating, which is Yavaline, which operates in the town of Prescott Valley in Prescott. Then there's Yavapai Regional Transit that operates out of Chino Valley, and then the Yavapai Apache Transit also comes to Prescott. So we want that to be a central location where anyone that wants to jump on the bus and get to Chino, the Verde Valley, Prescott Valley, that's a central meeting location. In addition, we want to promote multimodal downtown, meaning more walkability. So that property will have some EV charging stations, we'll have some bike racks, and we'll just promote overall greater mobility downtown Prescott.
So if I wanted to catch a lift to Chino Valley,
you use that thumb and you stand at the hub, and a transit vehicle is going to come by and pick you up. And
Swoop me up.
And if you're holding up that olive oil, well, there you go.
I am on my way to Chino Valley.
You're on your way to Chino Valley.
Does it cost?
It does cost. So every ride on any of the systems is $2 or less. So the starting rate is $2. But if you're a veteran, I believe it goes to $1, or a student, it goes to $1. But it's $2 a ride one way.
What
Perfect.
A bargain.
Perfect.
Mike, we could just travel all over.
We could.
Where then would a rider, a homeowner, a student, a worker, these could really be beneficial for the workforce?
Absolutely. You know, right now, Sandy, you have a line that started in the town of Prescott Valley 2 years ago and is now in Prescott. 40% of the rides are for employment purposes.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh. So people are using it to get to work. So, I mean, public transit's been a debate in the community for many years as to should we have it, should we not have it. And I'm here to tell you that it's a great thing. And if employees need to get to work, use Yavaline, use the transit system.
Now, with the Yavaline, for example, do you have a destination point in Prescott Valley and Chino Valley, for example, and or do you have midway stops?
Great question, Mike. So here's, and I won't get too technically geeky on you for a moment, but bear with me. So the Yavapai Regional Transit out of the town of Chino Valley does have starting and stopping points. They run a fixed route system. The Yavaline in Prescott Valley and Prescott does not. It operates much more like an Uber and a Lyft. So the Prescott Valley and the Prescott system is, if you put in your address, it'll come to your house or your business, and it'll also take you to the location, unlike the one in Chino Valley that does run more of a traditional fixed route system.
Are the
Yav
lines still $2?
They still are
$2. $2.
$2.
Actually, I'll jump in. Yavapai Regional Transit has been free since COVID. They actually made their rides completely free, and they do this through subsidy, right? They get a grant through ADOT that is money filtered down from the USDOT to operate their system, and as a part of the CARES Act funding, they reduce their rides to zero, and they have not brought them back up yet. So, you know, transit was never designed to be fare-based support. Fares certainly do support operations, but fares don't begin in public transportation to address the full cost. So there is almost always a subsidy involved, and we're right up front about that. But there are so many people that are tapping these available rides that we know that it's a need for transportation choices in Central Yavapai.
So do the two of you and your staff, do you monitor who rides? Do you go check out the riders? Do you hop on the bus yourself?
Get on the bus, Gus. We absolutely do. So we're very privileged that right now our transit manager is a gentleman by the name of Michael Lamar. You might recognize that name. He was the former city manager for the city of Prescott, and he is on top of that exact point, Sandy. So he is tracking the data. He is following who's riding it. And the reason for that data is so critical because what that does is it shapes the system. we want to be responsive to what are the needs of the community. As you said, employment, or is it to get people to their doctor or to go shopping or to go to school? We want to be mindful of that and make sure that we're developing the system that responds to that.
We love, and we're going to give a shout out right now to Mr. Michael Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Best ever. And we have to take a break, but I'm going to say best ever transit manager. And boy, are you lucky to have him.
We are lucky to have him. And really quick, we also have Leslie Contreras by his side,
yes,
who's our regional development manager.
Perfect.
And she, you might recognize her from the Prescott Valley Economic Foundation. So we have an all-star team, you guys.
Yes, you do.
Super.
We have to take a break. So Mike, transit us off.
It would be my pleasure. We're talking everything you want to know and need to know about public transit. So please stay tuned. Fill up that next cup of coffee or OJ. Sit back, relax, because we've got a great show for you this afternoon or this morning. Don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and our super fine, over-the-top, awesome members and our sponsors of our radio show. Before we go back to Bryn and Vinny on the Yavapai Regional Transit,
uh-huh,
Yavapai Apache Transit, and the Yav Connect, our show last weekend with Celtic Elevator, over the top. Those guys, are they not awesome, Mike?
And very, very obviously very knowledgeable about the business, but very willing to accommodate special.
It was so amazing to have Sean Leary and John Lewis with Mike and me. The program was excellent. You're welcome to go onto the YCCA website, and or we are now Spotify'd. I think that means... What do you call it? Podcast. That's it. We're podcasted on Spotify.
Perfect.
Pretty amazing, huh, Bryn?
Local celebrities. That's all I've got to say.
Local celebrities. Back to Celtic for a second. They're going to make a splash up here. They will do very, very well.
It's going to be great. So,
for those of us that didn't catch it, what are they?
Yeah. Oh, Bryn, elevator, a residential elevator company.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It was so amazing what they do. And dumbwaiters, elevators and dumbwaiters, just amazing how folks, you really need to pre-plan when you're building a home for an elevator. And the other thing they brought out is that the elderly sometimes, if they're in a single a multi-story home without an elevator, they think, we have to pack up and move. We need to downsize. That's terribly emotional, which you know, Bryn, you've been through that with your parents. All they need to really do, like Mike said, let's add an elevator to your home where you can stay there, enjoy the rest of your years, and still be safe.
In place.
You don't have to leave your home.
Right. And even if your home was not pre-plumbed, you can still add an elevator in.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty amazing.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Okay, back to transit. So, Vinny, why do you love transit? Why do you love what you do as the executive director of SIMPO?
Well, great question, Sandy. So, you know, to me, I know we started talking about transit, and I'm going to broaden the conversation to regional transportation. You know, SIMPO as an organization, we focus on all the movement of people, goods, and services in greater Yavapai County. So our work is focused on the highways, the roadways, the bicycles, the pedestrians, and where you started us, public transit. What do I love most about what we do? We get to play a leadership role in Yavapai County. And I think anytime you get an opportunity to exercise leadership on a local, regional, or state level, mm-hmm, it has incredible value. And it's not easy to bring people around the table, but that's what we do. We've been doing that for over 20 years. We've brought together our elected officials, the public, our stakeholders, and we've tried to facilitate a vision for our region. What is the future of? Highway 69 look like? Williamson Valley Road, Glassford Hill Road. What does walkability look like? Where can people ride a bike? Where can they get on a trail? And again, where can they get on public transit? That's what I love most about our job.
So how do you, Vinny, then put your head on the pillow at night and have sweet dreams? You're probably constantly thinking about future transportation and you're monitoring growth. I mean, do you ever turn it off?
Yes and no. You know, and I really...
I'm happy that you don't.
you know, something we've talked about is the dynamic team that we have, because to me, the greatest part of any organization are the people that you work with. So Bryn and I are working on a 30-year relationship. We started working together in the mid-90s at Yavapai County Planning and Zoning, and here we are together. And why that's important, when you look at, again, working with Michael Lamar, Leslie Contreras, Bryn, myself, and the rest of our team, it's that team that really motivates me to do what we're doing. And do I think a lot? Absolutely. But I have one heck of a team around me to bounce ideas off and try and figure out how do we move this conversation along in the work that we're doing.
Community momentum. I read that in one of your brochures. That's exactly what you're doing.
We do. And something I know Bryn's going to talk about with you shortly, you know, is that future look of transportation. Bryn's working right now on a plan to look at what does our area look like for the next 25 years. Well, you and I sit here and think, my gosh, what is it going to look like a year from now? And Bryn, the planner that she is, she's looking 25 years for us, and she's doing that in 5, 10, and 25-year segments. And how important is that, Sandy and Mike, when you think of, again, where are we as a community today, and where are we in the future as it relates to growth, permits, building, economic development, and thankfully we have Bryn here to talk about that.
So exciting. I wonder if we're going to be in driverless vehicles that rise above the traffic and float through the airwaves. What do you think, Bryn?
I mean, we all watched the Jetsons.
Yes.
We knew this moment would come. And honestly, with some of the, you know, technology around autonomous vehicles, and of course there's this big topic of drones and passenger drones of all things, it's not out of the realm of possibility. That's a very futuristic topic, and maybe we'll have to come back and devote a whole hour to
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
But it's exciting. A lot of technology out there.
I think that the project on 69 is so exciting, and it's so seamless. I mean, kudos to QT and FAN and the city inspectors. It's just beautiful traveling through there. That was a long time coming, Vinny.
It
so congratulations.
It was a long time coming. And Sandy, thank you for saying that, because that's an example of the power of SIMPO, not only our current team, but the last 20 years. A project like Highway 69 improvements came about through the leadership of SIMPO. I'll kind of mention names over the years that have served in leadership roles, but you think of Supervisor Craig Brown, at the time Mayor Terry Nolan out of Dewey-Humboldt, at the time Councilmember Mary Mallory, Councilmember Billy Orr, Chris Cucneo, who was a council member and served on SIMPO. All these different people have played such a critical role to be advocates of the region, saying, look, this is a need for safety and capacity. That project that you're talking about took over 10 years, about $13 million, but it's happening today.
Right.
And that's very exciting. I think some of the listeners will say, gosh, why so much money? Why so much time? Again, bigger conversation for another day, but we're very proud that that's happening.
Oh, it's so exciting. And the ramping up of that construction project, amazing.
What I find interesting is that the city involves not only their planning department, but also the public in reviewing the 10-year plan. And Bryn goes out and does it single-handedly for 20 and 25 years. They just need to tap into her expertise.
That's right.
Oh, you make such
right.
a great point,
yes,
Mike. Such a great point.
Great
you know,
point.
All of the municipalities in our region just completed a very important exercise that's required by state statute, which is to update their general plans. What we're talking about with Move 2050, and that is the plan's name. So if you see that, at Move 2050. It's got a very recognizable logo. We've branded it. It's out there in your streaming channels. Sparklight is pushing it out to all of its internet users. We're doing targeted outreach with this because we really need the community's voices. This is the general plan of transportation. We do it at a slightly tighter interval. Every 5 years, we're required to do this by the federal government because a lot of what we work with is federal funding. And it is the 25-year forward look for the region. What goes into that? Development data, economic development data. Where's transit happening? Where are the greatest needs in origin and destination in terms of where do trips start? Where do they end? Those things are being picked up through this data analysis. We're plugging in all of the approved development that has happened in any of the Central Yavapai region, and it goes through a dramatically technical engineering process to spit out on the other end. And what increments will these roadway facilities adjacent to these growth areas, such as Deepwell Ranch, let's just pick one, mm-hmm. when will that require greater facilities, additional capacity, safety improvements, because the more people on the roadway means that safety issues become more visible. And we're involved in all of those conversations with this plan.
When we come back from our break, Bryn, I want to talk more about Move 2050 for Greater Yavapai Regional Transportation Plan, because I have some questions, and I'm sure Mike does as well. So, Mike, transport us.
We're moving. So stay tuned. We've got some great information coming up. We've got some interesting questions that both Sandy and I are going to field. So we'll see what the answers are, and you'll be more well-informed. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Okay, Bryn and Vinny, while constructing a house, which house has the least amount of weight?
The blue one.
Benny,
which house has the least amount of weight?
Benny says the blue one, and that's wrong.
The 3D printed one.
That's wrong. The engineer always seems to get the... Do you know this one, too? He gets them all.
I would say the inflatable one.
No, wrong. Mike is...
That's a really good guess, though.
Yeah, that's a very good guess.
I just bought a tent like that, and it's amazing.
Can you not guess?
The least amount of weight.
When building a house... Which house has the least amount of weight?
The one that gets done first.
I don't even get that answer.
So you're not waiting for them to get done.
Okay, that was kind of cool, but you're
wrong.
All wrong.
Good play on words.
The lighthouse.
Oh.
I would challenge that my 3D printed house was a pretty solid possibility.
And I would say the lighthouse was blue, so I think technically I might still have won.
You won.
Yes. Not that I'm competitive or anything.
Oh, great. Okay. We were talking with Bryn, the senior planner, is that?
Planning manager.
Planning manager, about Move 2050, Greater Yavapai. What I don't understand, Bryn, and I get that we're looking into the future, let's say that we have discovered for an undeveloped growth area that potentially would be turned into residential commercial development. How do we get the developer, the city, the county, to understand what type of growth transportation roads they need to build?
This is master's level transportation planning, Sandy, but we'll go there. We're going there. Coming from a former position as a community development director for a municipality, the city of Prescott, spent a number of years in that role. This is one of the most important things that we can do from a jurisdictional perspective. Bake it into the code. The code is what the developer goes off of when he figures out what I can build, right, for how much, and what additional things am I going to have to do to get my project approved. Sometimes these things do show up in the way of transportation facilities, but I'll give you an example, a real-time example. When Deepwell Ranch was approved, which happened just prior to my tenure at the city, one of the code provisions that was included as a requirement was transit pullouts. So those subdivisions out on the 89 corridor who are going to try to get to the employment center, which is still the city of Prescott, still shows the most employment data and the most employment activity. Those folks need options. Transit will become one of those as our system expands. And that baking that approach into the code starts to prepare folks for a larger transportation system. That's what comes with growth and development. We want it to be timed properly, and that's why we do this big exercise with Move 2050 to determine when the impacts of approved development will start to hit the roadways. Does that make sense?
No, definitely. I like the master planning, the master degree planning. How can our listeners go on to take the 2050 survey and send you feedback?
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning that, because we do have a survey open right now, and it's super easy to get to as a listener right now. Mm-hmm. It's simply simpo.org/move2050. MOVE2050. That will get you to a landing page that has all of the details about the plan, but in particular will have either a regular hot link, if you're comfortable with that, or a QR code that you can scan to jump to the survey. It's very short. It's about 10 to 12 questions, I believe. And it's really just going to query you on how do you get around? What are your priorities when you make transportation choices? Now, we know we live in a quasi-rural area, so we use our personal own vehicles to the largest extent. But what are some other options? If I had those, would I use them? Would I accept a $2 Yavaline ride to get to my work that's just a few blocks away and I don't have time to do the walking that morning? So there are a lot of options that are available, and this plan really starts to identify those options for the constituents of the Central Yavapai region.
I just logged on with the QR code, and oh my gosh, the input is so vital.
It is.
The information that is on this, powered by SurveyMonkey, is wonderful.
And we talked about the fact that it's really easy to get survey responses when there's something that people are very, you know, either feeling emotional about or have a negative opinion of. We tend to get a lot more input. But this is one of those rare occasions, once every 5 years, at least, on this plan, that we say to the community, we need to hear about what you'd like to see. We need to hear about, you know, if there is a pain point, do you have an idea that might filter into the decision-making process? Because really what this plan does at the end of the day is tease up a base of information for our elected officials to make transportation decisions around.
Okay, Mike, here's the first question. For automobile travel in the region, how do you rank the following priorities? One, important; five, least important. Fast travel time.
Has to be a five.
That's the least amount.
Oh, I'm sorry. One is the best?
Yes.
Okay. One, I'm sorry.
Okay. Safety.
Absolutely a one.
More connections to destinations.
Probably a two.
Relieve congestion.
That would be a benefit, so it'd have to be a one.
Maintain existing roadways.
Yes, one.
So, you guys, can you rate them all ones?
You can.
Okay.
Because the data collection process will actually crunch that on the back end and say, hey, out of all the people who took the survey, multiple people prioritized the same things over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all analyzed.
Interesting. So, listeners, please go to Bryn, say the site again.
Simpo.org. That's CYMPO.org. /move2050, MOVE2050, just like it sounds.
And where can they find your little QR codes?
So they can find that on the website. They can also find it in targeted Sparklight advertising. You're going to see a bunch of Move 2050 related ads and basically public service announcements to help people know that this is happening. They won't maybe automatically bump into the QR code, but if they go to the website, they absolutely have the link to take the survey. We do get out and distribute these little QR cards to lots of businesses, bike shops, people who are actually already involved in mobility mm-hmm. and moving people. So we want those folks who are actively involved in that conversation to really help us spur the response to the survey.
Who designed the questions?
So we work with a very capable consulting team. When we do a large plan like this, our normal process is we allocate a certain amount of our funding, our apportioned funding, to this plan. It is a several hundred thousand dollar plan, just so you know the value, the inherent value you're getting here. And we work with a team of transportation engineers and planners. In this case, we selected Kimley Horn. You all are probably aware Kimley Horn has a local office.
They do, in the old post office building.
In the federal. And yep. we very much love working with that team. Kimley Horn is a
They're
huge
amazing.
Corporate engineering behemoth, though, and they have benches knee-deep with planners and engineers in Phoenix and really all over the world. They're a global company. So the team that we're working with on this particular project is out of their Phoenix office, and we are really enjoying the process, and they're getting to know us better and the region.
Perfect. So that's pretty interesting. Everybody, listeners, you take this survey or else.
Well, your chance for input.
Yes,
it's
right.
one of those
exactly.
times where,
know.
You know, if you don't
we need
vote,
to hear
then
from you.
I don't really know what
right.
how long we should listen to you complain.
We have to take a break, listeners, and when we come back, we're going to go back to Mr. Gallegos and talk some more about transit. Don't move. Vinny, Bryn, Mike, and me and our olive oil, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Hammer Time. Today is Saturday, unless you turn in tomorrow and it's Sunday. Only two more days until the new year. Okay, what did you make for Christmas dinner, Mike?
Prime rib.
Bryn?
Prime rib.
Vinny?
Wow, I think I just decided. I think it's going to be prime rib.
How about you, Sandy?
Prime rib.
See? We're beef eaters here.
Prime rib?
Deep dish pizza.
You engineers.
Okay. So, Vinny, we've talked about transportation with wheels, like cars and buses. What about transportation for connecting our area with the trail system?
Absolutely.
Is that under your ball cap?
That's under my ball cap. That's under transportation. So
hiking is?
It is. Because, again, this is the movement of people, goods, services. So let's talk about the movement of people. People move around by walking, biking, and all sorts of ways, right? So in this past year, with the approval of our executive board, staff has brought forth some recommendations to say, look, you know, when we were out there talking about the potential Sundog connector, we heard a lot of feedback from that project and a number of other projects. And one of the project was, hey, don't mess with the environment. We love our environment. We like to go out in nature. We like to walk around. So the job for Bryn and I that probably does keep us awake at night is how are you pleasing to all people? How do you make all these different things work when, yes, you need more roads, but you don't want them here? When you need less traffic or you need it to move around, what do you do? So we heard a lot about the environment. So what SIMPO has undertaken is we're looking at seeing if we can't facilitate a regional conservation conversation. Part of that includes, can we enhance our trails? So Bryn and I, and we have another planner, April Hepperly, former council member of the town of Prescott Valley, has taken on that role of engaging the greater public in what would it look like to have a regional trails plan? How do we connect Prescott Valley, Prescott, Chino Valley, Greater Yavapai County? What does that look like? Mm. So in this new year, you will be seeing us conduct a regional trails plan. We're very excited about that.
That's kind of amazing. That's a lot of putting together puzzle pieces.
That's what SIMPO does. We're putting together puzzle pieces.
Where we could walk from the town of Prescott Valley to the city of Prescott on
a
trail.
Absolutely. You betcha.
Or ride a bike.
Yep. And that's what we want to do. Right now, Bryn, in addition to that long-range plan, she's doing a bicycle pedestrian plan for the region. Right now, Bryn is looking at how do we, again, make our communities where it can be more walkable, more bikeable, and we want to do that safely. You know, when you look at the last safety plan we did, we looked at safety from a mobility standpoint over the last 5 years. Over the last 5 years, there's been about a little over 8,000 crashes with vehicles, bicycles, pedestrians. That's a pretty high number. 56 fatalities of those 8,000 crashes. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at, again, given that data, given those numbers, is how do we make it safer? How do we make it so that more people can use that and be able to exercise and get where they have to go?
Mike, would you ever ride a bike in the city?
Depending on how close and how much time I had, yes.
Wow, okay. Bryn?
Well, I think it's a really interesting question, and it sort of speaks to the diversity of our jurisdictions here. We do have very rural towns, Chino Valley, Dewey, Humboldt. We don't see a lot of cycling activity in those areas, but I'm the owner of an e-bike, and I will confess, as a person who lives in essentially downtown Prescott, I don't find a lot of places to safely ride my bike.
Right.
And also, e-devices, e-mobility devices, scooters, bicycles, they present code challenges for jurisdictions because we don't want everybody riding on the sidewalk, right? That's where pedestrians need to also be safe. But we also have limited bicycle lanes and not a lot of, I wouldn't say, local support for creating a lot of hard infrastructure related to bicycles. So we face challenges in these conversations, but we keep these conversations alive because more and more people show up at every meeting that we host saying, I ride my bike. How do I get from A to B safely? Mm-hmm. So with those voices appearing in our local conversations, it's time to study it, and that's what we started to do about a year and a half ago, and we're getting ready to wrap up that bicycle pedestrian plan, and you'll see a sort of, you know, a close-up view of what could happen in any of our municipalities, city of Prescott, town of Prescott Valley, being critically larger and more people on the roadways. But think about Prescott Valley, a rural community built around culverts and bar ditches, and they have now engaged in how do we retrofit this to be safe
for
pedestrians, crosswalks, sidewalks, protected crossings, hawk signals at particularly busy intersections, which are those verbal pedestrian systems. So there are a lot of reasons to study bicycle and pedestrian, not just people who want to get to the trail system in the mountains. And we do have to look at this from a jurisdictional and a regional lens, and it's a lot.
So when your report comes out, will it have recommendations on how to implement a bike path or a new pedestrian walkway?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. And the other thing that comes out of these planning processes, whether it's Move 2050 or the ACT UP, which is the bike ped plan, and this data crunching portion of the plan, prioritized project lists are generated. So where safety issues have appeared before, or where even anecdotally the community members have shown up as a part of the process and said, hey, I ride my bicycle and this particular intersection terrifies me every time I'm in it. Those are the anecdotal reports that we really want to drill down on and see if there's a project there that could help make a cyclist or a pedestrian feel safer.
Interesting. When does Move 2050, when is the deadline for all of those responses?
So we're going to keep that survey open through January.
Okay.
So this is the big push.
Perfect.
On the survey portion. Now, there will be additional opportunities for public engagement. We also have a virtual plan room that's under development where you'll see any number of deliverables that have been generated between us and the consultant team throughout the process. So, you know, you've got separate reports that go into making the plan, existing conditions, future conditions, development and growth, socioeconomic conditions, where are the census tracts that would be most supported by transit linkages and things of that nature. So it really is such a comprehensive planning document and something that we're proud to put out.
I would say that just like Vinny, when you put your head on the pillow at night, you don't stop planning.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on.
There is a ton going on.
Okay,
a ton
I have to take
on.
A break. Sorry. We'll be right back. Don't move.
Learn more at GetRightMitigation.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Wow, did our hour fly by?
It just flew.
The engineer said we only have 1 minute. Vinny, we only have 1 minute. What are your last words?
My last words are Happy New Year, Sandy and Mike. It's so good spending time with you. I'm so glad to end this year going out with you and look forward to a prosperous new year in health and all things.
Thank you.
Miss Bryn, what are your last words?
Oh, my gosh. How do I even top that? To your health with your olive oil. There. That's it. That's what I got.
Listeners, what a great show with Vinny of Simpo Central Yavapai Regional.
Something like that.
Metropolitan Planning Organization. Oh, my gosh. Bryn, Senior Planner, thank you for being with Mike and me. It was amazing. Happy New Year, everybody. We will be back in January to rock and roll the airwaves again.
And don't forget to go online and take this quiz.
Simpo.org/move2050, folks.
CYMPO.org/move2050.
Bye-bye.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at YCCA.org.
Break it down!